Hi, I'm Zoe, and I'm 16. And I've always been interested in politics and social sciences and basically what goes on around the world. And now more than ever, I've been interested in what's going on in the United States. I mean, I live there, and there's been so much going on in 2020. First, the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement has been really popping off, police brutality, and racism more than ever. It's always been here and it's getting even worse. And detention centers for immigrants. And there's just so much negative things that have been going on in the United States since the beginning of 2020. And I think now more than ever, we should all be educating ourselves and educating each other on what's going on and the truth about things, and just the truth about what's right, what's wrong, what's okay, what shouldn't be okay. And I will be providing information and websites and research where I have found things that can validate the issues that are going on and prove that these things are wrong and there is a problem in the United States and there is white supremacy, there is discrimination against all other races, and that there is an issue of police brutality and an issue of LGBTQ rights, and that is something that will be discussed very shortly. But first off, I would like to discuss the issue of how this all began. There has been a lot since the beginning of Donald Trump's presidency of sexist and racist comments from him specifically. And there has been one of him ignoring an issue. And this is a transcript from the news where he was in an interview and he was asked about George Floyd being killed by the police. And the woman asked him about the underlying issue of deadly force of the police. And she had asked him, why are African Americans still dying at the hand of police enforcement? And he said, so are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. And this is, and I quote, I at first was seeing that he did say, well, so are white people, as in including white people into that community of being oppressed, which I believe is incorrect. And I did find a statistic from mappingpoliceviolence.org, which is an organization, so it's Mapping Police Violence, which shows all over the United States and more, all over the world as well. And there are charts showing police killings per 1 million population, and then police percent killed by police unarmed. And this is from 2013 to 2019 for both charts. And initially it says 3 times more likely to be killed by the police than white people are. The black community is. The black people are. And 6.6 of the million, 6.6 police homicide rate of black people. And killed without being armed is 17 million per 17%, as in Hispanic is 14 and white is 12%, which is 1.3 times more likely to be unarmed compared to white people, and 3 times more likely to be killed by police than white people. And he does say, so are white people, and in the quote, he does say, more so white people than black people. Which is very incorrect because from recent studies, it does show even unarmed black people are more likely to be killed and are killed by the police than white people. And I do believe this is a way of him kind of ignoring this issue, which is kind of validating other people's opinions of wanting to ignore the issue of police brutality, which isn't okay. And I do believe this kind of sparked other people's opinions of wanting to ignore this problem and wanting to pretend almost that it's not happening. And this is obviously happening, and this is obviously a problem, and it's happening to more and more black people by the police. And it's not just George Floyd, there's Breonna Taylor, all of the other people that are just being killed. And people are thinking that it's okay to ignore it, which it isn't. This is the end of my second, I guess, episode of The Society in 2020. I will talk more in my third.